If you aren't sure what to do in life, why not become a great warrior? It's easy to forget that it's not just grand and grand-grandparents, but also many generations of brave and mighty hunters and impossibly powerful warriors. I'm sorry, but so many of your ancestors were survival experts and warriors that all your most beautiful family traditions today kind of pale in comparison. I do not mean to belittle your traditions, not at all, but they are small when compared to our ancestors who actually fought giant fauna. Many members of your family fought mammoths and mastodons, armadillo-like glyptodons, giant ground sloths, my ancestral spirit animal, and enormous versions of lions, tigers, called smilodons, another one of my spirit animals, and dire wolves, 4-meter-tall moa birds, and huge, enormous, gigantic eagles, bear, and deer that could gobble you up before you knew it. In fact, they did gobble up all the people that don't have anybody today. Vegans have completely forgotten the carnage that their ancestors faced, and that we eat some creatures to this day just out of vengeance. Oh yes. If you do want to reconnect with your ancestors, you have to become 3 really beautiful things to properly honor them and become like they are. A great adventurer, very important. An athlete, and how could you avoid that? And it's not as hard as they show on TV, but you sure become muscular. All you have to do is work out with progressively heavier dumbbells, so as long as you start in the beginning the lightest weights and focus on your duration first, so that you lift for an hour and that your weight is secondary, so that when you are ready you can switch to a higher weight and start adapting again and again and again, for a full non-stop workout. It only takes a couple of years, just about what you need to prepare for your great adventures. And finally, you do have to show your mental powers. That's what made humans so special. So it's not enough to become a great artist, for example, for which you practice with a wall projector that helps you study shape and forces you to master color. Here, eventually realizing that you paint tones with dark brown and white first, and then you glaze color over, gently adding subtle hues very slowly so that it all makes sense to the eye. But you actually have to become a programmer. Oh yes. JavaScript has the broadest reach, and desktop applications based on web browsers are by far the most powerful. But to find your creativity in programming, you need to make room for learning. That can only mean training, like an athlete, to cross the Triple Crown. The Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. And yeah, you will see grizzly bears out there. And yes, they are so powerful that our ancestors were simply unable to eat them, and they can smell you long before you notice them. So if you ever see them ignoring you, you didn't hide. They are actually letting you be. They only ever get angry when you get in their way. And no, you don't have to walk the Triple Crown specifically if you don't want to, but it has to be the equivalent. Just about 2 years, with plenty of time to rest in between. And you train to walk 20 miles a day. And I highly recommend that you do so with progressively heavier dumbbells, so that you go out there as a bodybuilder. The only way to fight a grizzly, for one, is to stay perfectly behind him, And the only way to do that is to grab onto his guts through his prison pocket. As you can imagine, that is in great part why grizzlies pretend we're not there. Who could blame them? One of the most beautiful and powerful discoveries that you make out there is that nature makes you hungry for books from the library, especially the narrated ones, where you can really feel the presence of great beings walking with you. Adventurers, scientists, philosophers, and great storytellers will all join you on your journey to share the best of their wisdom with you.